Hello, sunny people. It is a very gray and drizzly day here in Germany, so it seems appropriate for another session in the dark room. Before I get started today, I wanted to catch up on what I've been doing since the last time. After my first experiments, I decided to order some proper paper developer. So I ordered a bottle of Ilford Multigrade Developer, which has arrived now. And I was also looking at my enlarger. As I mentioned, it's a 35mm enlarger. It's called a Crocus 35SL from Poland. And the negative carrier that I have only fits 35mm. But I was looking at it, and it says something about 4x4, and the actual hole that the light comes through is 45x45mm. So I was thinking that I can probably get a medium format negative in there somehow. And as I like to shoot medium format quite a bit, this would be really nice. It's just a little piece that you can clip out of the negative carrier. So I went ahead and made one out of copper and spray painted it black. The benefits of being a jeweler is that it's not hard for me to make a little replacement part like that. So I made that, and that's all ready to go. I will give it a try with my next printing session. So last time I tried the Orvo paper, the Aqua paper, and the Ilford paper. This time I wanted to try experimenting again with some of the other papers in the box. So there's a paper called Work by Tetanol. It's also a resin-coated basic paper. And then I have one here, Fumi Photon. It's a medical paper, maybe, from Poland also. But then I realized it says only open in olive green light, and I have a red safe light. So I'm going to have to test that and see if that works out. So I ended up, for my second test, just trying out the Work paper, and then I went back to the Orvo and the Ilford paper again. So to get started, I picked a 6x45 negative. That fits pretty well in the little negative carrier piece that I made. And I picked a very dark and contrasty image to try and get some lights and darks as well. My first test strip, I put in the new Ilford chemicals, and it came out looking really blotchy and unclear, not super well developed or super clean, and I realized then that actually I had put the paper in upside down. This new paper, it was a bit harder to tell what was up and what was down, so I had to do a couple more tests to figure out which way was up. So that was the first stupid mistake of the day. Once I figured out which way was up from my paper, I tried doing some more test exposures and was just getting black strips. There was nothing on them. So I kept reducing my time and stopping down my lens. And I ended up with my lens fully closed at about a 1.5 second exposure. That seemed really short to me, so I went ahead and got out the Orvo paper again and tried some test strips with that. I had been doing 20 or 25 second exposures the last time, and with this time it was down to a 5 second exposure, so that's quite a big difference as well. I also tried the Ilford paper and got a decent exposure at 3 seconds, so I'm not sure if it has to do with the developer, as I changed that, or if it has to do with the negative, as I changed that. Also, the height of the negative may be different, because I'm using the middle format carrier. I've been thinking about it for a couple days now, and I guess I had changed almost all the variables. A new developer, new paper, new negative, new height, all those sort of things. So for my next tests, I will be a bit more scientific about it and try and get some sort of a baseline exposure on different papers and see if I can work from there. So that's it for now. I will post some pictures of the final prints that I got from this second test on my website, jmm-photos.com/test-strips. I will also give Graham the link, and maybe it'll end up in the show notes. Anyways, if you want to see the final prints that I got on there, I'll just keep updating that page as things go along. I'm also loading up pictures of the boxes of the paper that I'm using in case anybody's interested in that. So, until next time, have a lovely week!